All right, I'm here with head men's basketball coach and athletic director Troy Larson. And coach, just a tremendous honor for your team being selected as the team of the week by the National Association of Basketball Coaches. Just talk to us about this honor.
Well, Ash, really proud of our team for achieving this honor. A lot of hard work by the guys on the team and the players, as well as a lot of hard work from the assistant coaches. So, great honor, not really an accomplishment. You know, we always talk about accomplishments. Accomplishes more winning games and winning regional tournaments and going to nationals and winning national tournaments. But a good honor, and whenever you put your passion in something, your heart, your mind, your soul in something, you appreciate being honored for that. And we got a lot of guys that have worked extremely hard and a coaching staff that has worked hard. And so feel really good for those guys getting this honor.
Yeah, really good honor. And the Lakers had a tough schedule to end Christmas break and then right after break getting back at it. So just talk to us about the schedule and kind of how it's preparing your guys.
Yeah, you know, probably my first 3 to 4 years here at Iowa Lakes, we played maybe 2 to 3 Division I JUCOs is all. And then as we gradually started to get better and get a little bit more established and have teams that were more competitive and played in the right manner, we really increased the amount of Division I JUCOs that we play, and that's the level above us. We're Division II JUCO. And so we've done that intentionally because our league's really good and we want to play good people, and we want to play people that have better athletes than maybe what we'll even see in the league. So probably the last 5, 6, 7 years, probably we've made a point of playing anywhere between probably 6 and 9 Division I JUCOs, including this year. And I think it's been great for our guys. It's been great for our program. Again, we're playing against really good people. I mean, typically when we play the Division I's like Iowa Western, and, you know, right before break, we beat Western Nebraska, which was ranked 14th at that level. They probably 3-4 inches taller than us at every position and probably outweigh us by, you know, 20 to 30 pounds. So we really have to be together and play in the right manner to win those games. And I think that really gets us ready for conference play. So we're not, when we go in a conference and go in a tough environment, we're not scared, you know, and we're able to compete. And so that's been really good. And it also helps us, I think, with that schedule, help get our guys recruited. I mean, we've been fielding a lot of phone calls on some of our players since we beat Iowa Western. And I think it's just a legitimate win. And people at the four-year level, they see that and they want to start recruiting some of your kids. So it's beneficial in those two avenues, especially.
Absolutely. Talk to us about some of the guys that have been playing good just in this stretch of your season.
Sure. We've had Solomon Clayton as of late has been outstanding. You know, he's been over 20 points the last two games, and he's been really rebounding the ball. I think in our three league wins, he's averaging 17, 18 points a game and getting over 11 rebounds. So, you know, he's a sophomore from Fort Dodge, and you really like to see your sophomore step up. I think in addition to him, Kevin Jennings Jr. has really been playing well. He's one of the fastest players around, and he's been able to perform well for us and really make some clutch plays for us late in games when we need that playmaking ability. So those two, from an offensive standpoint, have really stepped up. You know, I think Malcolm Clayton, Solomon's brother, has really been playing well as of late. I think Boston Grimes out of Johnson, Iowa, has really been playing well. Jacob Rao from Waukee, our big boy, is starting to get healthy and giving us better time. But then we've been getting really good play out of our bench. I mean, Brandon Robinson's out of Milwaukee. He's been playing really well. You know, we get great lift at DMAC from both Trevor Friesner from Herentown from Esterville, as well as Sebastian out of Colorado. Both those two gave us great minutes and great lift, and they just bring energy. But, you know, we've had a lot of individuals play well, but our team is buying in and just kind of staying together. And all of our fight, we talk about this and it sounds kind of elementary, but all of our fight has to be towards the opposition. No fighting among themselves, no fighting among the coaches, no fighting with the referees. All the fight's got to be towards the opposition. We've done a really good job of doing that.
Absolutely, definitely about the team, and your kids are playing really hard. This talk to us about the upcoming games for the week. We have Southwestern at home, and then on Saturday we travel to Iowa Central. So just talk to us about the games and what you're looking for.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. You know, Southwestern last year was third in the country. The year before that they won it, and they got, you know, basically 7 or 8 guys. I think they got 3 or 4 starters back off that team and 7 or 8 guys that played on that team. So they're good. They've had a little tougher stretch as of late, playing really really good people. Haven't been winning as much lately as probably what they want to, but they're a good team, and it'll be a high-level college basketball game in here on Wednesday night. And then, you know, on the road again at Iowa Central, there's no time to rest. And but you got to love this time of the year. I mean, it's why you do what you do to, you know, prepare for a couple days and then see where you're at and win or lose, regroup, and get them together again and try to be ready for the next one. So it's a lot of fun, and there'll be a lot of competitive games coming up, but we're blessed to be where we're at right now, and we're excited about the game in here Wednesday night against Southwestern.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Coach, and congratulations again on the nice honor.
All right, thanks, Ash. Appreciate it.